New Age of Influence Show, Episode 9, Sir Isaac Newton's Two Extraordinary Lessons. Welcome to the New Age of Influence podcast with your host, best-selling author, speaker, and the business owner, Mac Utput. The show designed for the aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners succeed in business and life and take inspired actions, where we cover practical tips and strategies around building your brand, marketing, mindset, personal excellence, and more.
Hello, guys. This is Makaran Utpat. Thanks for joining me today. The name of my podcast today is Sir Isaac Newton's Two Extraordinary Lessons. As you know, Sir Isaac Newton was a great mathematician, physicist, and he was best known for his laws of motion and laws of gravity. He's saying, if I have seen further than others, it is by standing upon the shoulders of giants, has become one of the profound ones. However, per Wikipedia, the original concept, the original notion was attributed to somebody named Bernard of Chartres, but it is Sir Isaac Newton is the one who made it more familiar to the general public, general masses. To me, a couple of lessons of this particular quote can be interpreted. The most obvious, of course, that we are all aware of is that being able to discover the truths by building on the previous discoveries. So it basically means that knowledge gain is incremental in nature. Previous generation scholars pass the baton on to the next generation scholars. The next generation scholars take that concept, build upon that, and they take it to the next level, so on and so forth. To me, however, this concept, this notion is just not limited to the professional sphere, but I believe it is also related to our personal sphere of influence. Because professional sphere and personal spheres interact with each other, intersect with each other, which is what ends up making us who we are as an individual. So the other interpretation that I would like to draw upon is basically the sacrifices of our parents, extended family, our early mentors, maybe one of the reasons why we may be successful today. So it is all part of the value chain that we are all interconnected with. However, by saying this, I absolutely do not mean to discredit or discount any kind of accomplishments, any kind of achievements you are able to achieve on your own. From my own experience, though, I know many of my friends, many professionals, where despite not having immediate family member support or the early mentorship, they are able to excel forward in their career, and they are doing excellent. So if that is the case, if that is what is applying to you, more power and much more respects to you. Having said that, the more I think about this personal sphere of influence connection, the more I introspect about that, the more I find the highest level of appreciation for my family members and my early mentors. So as we were growing up, my family did not have the money, resources, nor they were able to provide the every little things. They never believed in keeping up with the Joneses because they just did not have anything to offer to us, except for the basic things. So I'm sure many of you can relate to this story. Also, my early mentors were brilliant people, thought leaders in their own ways. Some of them could not afford to come to United States as a part of taking the higher education. But when it came to me, they encouraged me wholeheartedly. They lent their support in a great, enthusiastic way, and they made sure that I was able to come here. So this has remained a great valuable lesson for me. My family members and my early mentors gave everything they got and made sure that the circumstances did not become the big impediment for me to come to USA. So I'm sure many of you can relate to this story. Many of you may know this kind of people in your own sphere of influence, where circumstances just did not permit those people, but that didn't stop them from guiding you to achieve your goals and ambition and objectives and so on and so forth. So as I write, as I am talking to you about this podcast, I find highest level of regards and respects for these people. In my case, it was my parents, my brothers, sisters, my family members, and my early mentors. They were able to carve out the important part of my career, and I'm really grateful for that. It is because of their sacrifices, it is because of them allowing me to look at life as full of possibilities, I'm able to take great steps in my career, and they certainly served as a guiding light for me in many ways. They made sure that I could stand on their shoulders and see farther and farther in order to achieve my goals. So this is another lesson I see in Sir Isaac Newton's quote, and I do not want to take it for granted, and I count my blessings every single day. So signing off for now, with utmost respect and utmost humility, wishing you all the best. And friends, I will highly appreciate if you can subscribe to my blogs, if you can give me good reviews, good ratings. I'm trying to do my best with every single episode, and I can assure you that I'm trying to improve as with the each and every episode is coming along. If you like to get in touch with me to bounce off any ideas, or if you have any questions, any comments, you can feel free to reach me at 888-365-4535. That number again is 888-365-4535. Or you can visit my website at www.makaranutpat.com, makarandutpat.com. Or you can like my Facebook page with the name Makaran space Utpat, comma, thought leader. Or of course, you can connect with me at Twitter or Instagram with the handle @MakaranUtpat, MakarandUtpat. Signing off for now. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the New Age of Influence show. It's been a pleasure to have you. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and also share it with your friends and family. If you want to learn more about what we talked today or need any kind of done-for-you services, visit our website at www.makarandutpat.com or connect with us on social media.